Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Astral Mind 2012. I'm your host with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian. We want to thank all our callers and listeners for joining us tonight, and we're looking forward to another great night on Astral Mind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, Roy, I'd like to talk a little bit about the matrix, the codes that you discovered, this quantum calculator deal. How can you explain how that works?
Well, what it is we know that everything has a connection with numbers, and what they came up was with called the gematria calculator, and what it does is that every letter in, you know, a person's name or thing or even numbers, they're able to give a number to, just like, you know, the letter A would be number one, B would be number two, C would be number three, and then they total up the sum of numbers, and then they match up other names or places or even things that would match up with the same total numbers. And it's very interesting how, you know, some of these numbers match up to, you know, different events or even different people. And what are your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, it's really interesting how numbers play a big part in our lives. As we know, it's a universal language. And as I was talking to Jen about how numbers can calculate time and space, and it can calculate, you know, distance and just in a different dimensions. We know that, you know, like the number 9 is a dimension, and we know that the number 48 is a dimension, and how all these dimensions come up with all these different names. And it's funny how we can tap into that matrix, you know, how it brings up about archetypes, and it brings about our abilities and our gifts and our powers and our past lives, and how we're connected to these numbers, and how they all have a different interpretation. And from what I discovered is that when we typed in, for example, we put in Geotrans, it brought up a lot of things about politics, and it brought up things about how Obama cheated on the election. And it said, you know, that Romney lost because of these codes. And it's interesting how these codes can play a big part in our astrology as well. What do you get from that, Roy?
Well, we know that astrology and even numerology plays a big part in our lives. They even claim that in numerology, your address, you know, if you were to put, you know, the numbers on that, you know, that's your address and your phone number play a big part in your life, you know, how successful you're going to be, you know, whether it be at home or even in your business. And what do you get from that, Agent?
Well, I think it's very interesting how everything has a different interpretation. Like, for an example, if you put in Dave ran across the street, it would bring up different codings, different dimensions about Dave running across the street. And then it will bring up things about Dave's past or his future, or it may even bring up things about his archetypes or his weaknesses or things that was working against him at the time, in that time and space. That's what's so interesting about these codes. because I even looked up, you know, Stacey said, okay, tell me about my love life. Well, it says first you will see, the first sign you will see is when the moon turns, when the moon turns into blood, when it turns red, you shall see a sign that may come of a current situation, of a love situation. Or it says open the door for the person, and you might open up door for somebody, and that person may be your soulmate. So it just, these signs, these synchronicities, it's interesting how they pop up as well when you type in that kind of question.
That is so interesting. And those of our listeners out there that would like to know more about this, all you have to do is type in www.gematrix.org, and it'll take you right to the website, and you could type just about, you know, anybody's name, even type your own name in there, and it's interesting, the information that comes up once you calculate it. And I put in the number 2012, and this is part of what came up. One of the words was together forever until the end of time.
Wow.
How mysterious. The Aztec warrior. You know, that's interesting, you know, some of the words that come up.
That is.
And there's even one that says, A Fool by Elvis Presley. What do you get from that?
Well, again, you know, as we tap into the matrix, we don't know what's going to come up in that time and space. Maybe at that time and space there was a connection with Elvis Presley of the time.
Right.
And Elvis Presley could have been the savior of the world, as far as we know, you know, as far as our history. You know, our history has been so scrambled, it's almost like you have to put the wordings all together and all the numbers and all the coding.
Right. Well,
and it's interesting because on The Matrix, that's how it was run. I mean, on the movie The Matrix, how the numbers played a big factor in our Matrix. You know, how they had to learn the codings. And when they learned the codings, they were able to tap into The Matrix.
And that's interesting.
Or interpret,
another word that came up was called the judge, heaven or earth. What do you get from that?
Well, again, I think you have to put the words together, you know, judge, heaven on earth, related to your question, you know, how you put in the number. What did you put in? You put in
2012.
Yeah, that would be the day, you know, 2012 would be the day of the judge. What did you say? The judge?
The judge.
Roaming the earth, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so that would basically indicate what 2012 is.
Yeah.
So if you put that wording with 2012, then that's basically what it is. It's the day of judgment.
And another word that came up is Judy is in Labyrinth. What's your feelings on the Labyrinth?
Well, Labyrinth, to me, that'd be, you know, like a maze. It would be something that, you know, what is a labyrinth? Think about what is a labyrinth. A labyrinth would be, you know, something magical, something mystical,
yeah.
Something that, you know, a labyrinth would be a maze.
Or
you
even
know,
part of the matrix.
How to figure your way out.
Yeah.
Things like that, you know.
Yeah.
Just like soul collages, you got to put all the puzzle. You got to put all the pictures together. You know, it's like an example. I picked up the magazine and it said some kind of weird wording, and I was looking at the words, and it had some kind of sign on the words.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to put all the pieces together, and when I put the pieces together, I was like, "Wow, that was talking about, you know, a lost child or talking about a location of a lost child or,
right.
You know what I mean? It's like remote viewing. You got to put it all together.
Yeah. Now they're all pieces.
So we got a lot of callers, Roy. I don't know if you want to go with
the callers. Okay, why don't we go ahead and get started so we could, you know, get some of these callers.
Yeah, we got a ton. Let's go with the first caller from the 267 area. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, and could you tell us your first name and where you're from, please?
It's Crystal from Philadelphia.
And we welcome you to our show tonight. And how can we help you tonight?
I've recently just been going through a bit of a hard time as far as financial and relationship. I'm wondering what you see coming with that, and as far as this current relationship, is that going to mend fences, or is that going to just, we should just move on both our own ways?
I wanted to share something with you. Do you know that we're in a Mercury retrograde right now?
Yes, yeah.
And And you do know what a Mercury retrograde is?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, a lot of things are not, you know, there's relationships are sort of difficult right now because there's not a whole lot of communication going on right now.
Right.
And
it's funny,
so,
when we're in retrograde, we reach this point. With him and I realized that, but there's always that ex-girlfriend in the picture at retrograde. I mean, this has happened over and over.
And what's his first name?
Jerome?
And what's his middle initial?
He doesn't have one. His last initial, C.
He doesn't have one?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And how long have you been seeing this person?
A little over 2 years.
Okay, so quite a while. And you've been having communication problems?
Yeah, for quite some time, but I mean, there's a good connection there. It's just, I don't even know if it's still connected.
Okay, Roy, what I would like you to put in is I would like you to type in, what's your name again?
What's your first name again, caller? Hello.
Hello. Did we lose her?
I think we lost her.
Well, let's go to the 651 area. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, this is LaShondra.
Could you say your first name again?
LaShondra.
Okay. And where are you from?
Mississippi.
And how can we help you tonight?
My sister, Lakeisha, she's coming into some money from a lawsuit. And I feel something fishy about her boyfriend, and I feel that he's going to get all of her money and run off with it. And I'm just wondering, what do you see around the situation? Her name is Lakeisha. His name is Terry. I just want to see, what do you see around it?
She's going through a financial, you said?
She's coming into some money from a lawsuit, and it's a huge amount of money. And I feel that he is going
her
to
name is
get
Kenisha?
Her money.
Or Lakeisha.
I'm sorry?
Was her name Lakeisha, you say?
Yes, her name is Lakeisha, and her boyfriend name is Terry.
Okay, so I want you to type in, Roy, why is Kenisha going through...
No,
how should we say this? Why is Kenisha going through a financial situation? Or type in Why is Kenesha going through a lawsuit?
No, I know the reason why she's going through a lawsuit. She settled on the money. The money is her. She's coming into the money. I just feel her boyfriend going to basically run out with the money.
Okay, so you know why, but you don't know, on a spiritual level, you don't know why this is happening to her. So we need to figure out what is the cause of the situation to stop the situation from happening.
I'm just trying to figure out when she get the money, is her boyfriend going to use her and take all the money and run off with it?
Okay, so type that in, Roy.
Yeah. And one of the things that came up, it says the world doesn't revolve around him. And what are you getting from that, Agent?
So that means that he, I would say that if it's saying that the world will revolve around him, then that means that he's going to lose in the end. She's going to get the money, but she wants, did you want to know when she's going to get the money?
Yes.
Okay, so you got to type in, when is she going to get the money?
Hello. We're just using this Gematria calculator. This is goes a little bit deeper than a regular reading. And it's saying that this is going to be real soon.
Can you tell me, like, what is real soon? Hello?
Adrian, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, I started breaking up.
That was weird. I heard, like,
What is real soon?
I heard, like, tapping sounds.
You did?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, like something was trying to make contact.
That's odd.
Yeah, I heard it.
Well, when we tap into the matrix, we're making contact with terrestrial beings, you know, on a different dimension.
Oh, wow. Is this someone trying to contact me, or?
You know, and this
well, the tapping is a dimensional communication, you know. Sometimes they communicate with numbers, sometimes they communicate through the tapping, you know.
What,
like Morse code.
Yeah.
It's like Morse code.
Yeah.
So you're going dash, 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 dash. So that means, you know, they're trying to tell you something.
What you I want to share something with both of you. One of the words that came up after I put that in, it says the evil Illuminati are the serpent seed bloodline.
What does that mean?
Well, I think we've you know tapped into that dimension, and now if this you say that she's going to come into a large sum of money.
Yes.
And somehow this money that she's going to get is tied in with the Illuminati.
It's from a lawsuit with the hospital.
Yeah. Well, we know that a lot of the medical is tied in with them. You know much about the Illuminati?
Yes, I've done some research.
Okay, so you have an understanding.
Yes, I do.
Hi there.
Yeah.
And actually, me and her have been discussing that topic for we've been discussing that topic with each other recently. We discussed it.
And another word that came up, it says Big Brother is watching you.
What does that mean?
Adrian, what are you getting from that?
That means they're being observed.
Yeah.
By something.
Who?
Or maybe you want to type in by who. Big Brother is watching me by who.
Well, I think it already knows who. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, what's going on now in 2012. Actually, it's ETs.
Who is Big Brother?
Well, Big Brother has a lot to do with you know, this Illuminati or even the ETs who are over, you know, they're at the top of the pyramid.
Or it could even be the black government, too.
And that's interesting because it gives the name of the ET. And it's...
what's the name?
Its name is Pantheon.
Pantheons. So, is this like a warning or something?
Yeah, it... what I'm getting from my guides is it's a warning to her to be careful on this.
Yeah.
Because anytime there's, you know, a huge, a lot of money involved,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's other forces that are involved also. What are you getting from that?
Surprised.
Yeah. Adrian, what are you getting from that?
Well, you remember that money that I saw that in that bag.
Yeah.
And you knew that that was connected to the Mason.
Yeah.
So that could be a tie to something to do with the Masons, too. You don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
The thing about it is this week, she has a doctor's appointment at that same hospital that she has the lawsuit against. What do you pick up around that?
So what I'm getting, and this would be some good advice, that she needs to put some protection around her.
Like an onk.
Yeah.
I see a picture of an auk in my mind.
Yeah.
But the thing about my sister is that she doesn't believe in all the things that I believe
she's
in.
Not into the, she's not metaphysical?
No, only me. I'm the
only
person in. Yeah, and I keep it a secret.
I mean, you could even give it to her as a gift, you know, for her protection.
Yeah, just tell her it's a Christmas gift or something.
Yeah.
And even if she won't wear that, at least give her a cross or something she can protect herself with.
Yeah. Is she religious at all?
My sister?
Or spiritual?
It's hard to put a finger on it. It's like she's been through so much. And like one night she was telling me that she was laying down, and all of a sudden she just saw a bunch of demons just walking around like they was normal. and she said that she couldn't even say anything. She was speechless because she had never seen anything like that before in her life. She said that
wow.
they, like, their skin was, she said their skin was burned really bad, and they had red eyes. And she said it was just a whole lot of them.
Wow.
Yeah, see, there's other forces at work, like you were saying.
Yeah.
And she said
so
she couldn't
getting
even
getting
say
anything.
She's got to be real careful on this one. Because you don't want to lose her her salvation.
Mm.
You know, not, you know, for the money, you know, that she's going to be receiving.
She might lose more than that.
Yeah, well, yeah. Because another
mm-hmm.
word that came up was called Mark of the Beast, 666. Is 18, his U.S. dollar sign is 5.
Mm-hmm.
What do you get from that, agent?
Well, that indicates that it does come from a mundane god.
Yeah.
But we don't know what god. I mean, that could be an indication of a money god, and you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Or it
yeah.
be an indication of a demon.
Right.
You know, because they code themselves as a demon, you know, that's how they code themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm getting that from archetype.
Yeah.
But I'm getting that from not an archetype that comes from the light.
He saw the demons like it's been about over a year.
Is that the
ago.
Lower dimension? We know that comes from the lower dimension. And it has to do with money. So I understand there's a contract, there's a soul agreement.
This person that she's going after, did they have some kind of, was there some kind of problem, you know, that, was she working for this person? Is that what she's doing? She's going after her supervisor or somebody?
No, this is like a medical thing. She's been going to them ever since she was 12 years old because she's been, that's when she started getting sick, and nobody, out of all the hospitals she went to, nobody knew what was wrong. I mean, nobody could put a finger on it or anything. So her medical records show that they were treating her for one thing, but they had what was really wrong with her, but they were treating her for something else. So, actually, the medicine that they were giving her was making the situation worse.
Oh, okay.
And so, they settled for an amount. And then when she got the check and she put it in her account, they reversed the check and they took the money back. So her lawyer went after a larger amount because the law states that when they do that and they sign the contract, you can go after 3 times the amount that you asked for. So that's what the lawyer did. And so the deadline has passed, but they haven't released the money yet.
So that's why I was picking up from this Dumatra, you know, this, that, you know, they do have a tie-in with the Illuminati. That's why, my guys are saying that she has to be careful, you know, and be protected.
Well, you already got his money. He already got paid, but she hadn't got hers yet. He got paid from the last time money. So, I'm really concerned about her going to that appointment with them this week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel that she should go.
The main thing is she should keep herself surrounded with a lot of people that she knows, you know, that she's close to.
Well, she's around like a public transit down there, someone that will pick her up and drop her off, so none of her people will be there.
Yeah.
And that's like, yeah, that's 2 hours away.
Hmm.
And so I don't think that she should go.
No, not a bit. Yeah. And that wouldn't be a wise decision. Adrian, what are you getting? Is there another message for
her? What are you getting from Daughter of Eternal Heaven or Eternal Hell?
Hmm.
You think you're getting that it could be eternal heaven or eternal hell?
Well, it could go either way.
Or what are you getting from that?
Well, I think there's some higher forces that, you know, they're playing a big effect on her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we know that light always overcomes the darkness, and that's why it's important that she surrounds herself with a lot of light.
Mm-hmm. And another one, it says, Travis threw a cop out the window.
Okay.
What are you getting from that, Adrian?
I'm kind of getting that if they pursue it, then there could be some kind of legal legalities that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it could go out the window. It can either go both ways.
Yeah.
It can end up good or it can end up bad. That's why it says eternal heaven or eternal hell. So it can you know, you can co-create it to be both ways.
You mean if she goes ahead,
either throw the cop out the window and pay the consequences, or you can have eternal heaven or eternal hell, depending on how you see it and how you co-create it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it's what she's co-creating.
Does your friend believe in Jesus Christ?
Oh, yes, my sister, yes, she does. But her,
so, you know, it's important that she, you know, meditates or prays to Jesus Christ to, you know, help her, you know, whatever she's experiencing right now, or even because, you know, our dreams, you know, give us a lot of messages. And, you know, and in these messages, you know, these are things that are to come.
Like I said, I'm pretty much probably the only spiritual person in my family. I hide it from everybody because they don't think that it's normal.
Well, it's time to start voicing that and letting them know that, you know, that there's an awakening.
When I go to her, I have to say something like, well, I got this strong feeling that such and such and such.
Or you could even tell her you have a gut feeling.
Yeah, when I talk to her, I'm going to tell her that I don't feel something is right about this doctor visit that she's going to go to, and I don't think that she should go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm concerned about the boyfriend. And, you know, before the last time when she got the money, he turned the ringer off on his phone, and that was the only way that we could communicate with her. And she was on her way to the bank with him. She was on her way to the bank with him, and he knew that she was about to withdraw the money. But we had been praying for days. We had been praying for my sister because we just felt that something bad was going to happen. And so we were praying. And when she went to the bank, they told her that the people took the money back.
So the money wasn't there then?
Right. The money wasn't there. But we had also got a word that he had planned on robbing her.
And he was going to rob her also?
Yeah. That's what, you know, the word was.
So what I'm getting that her guides were with her, helping her, so that no harm would come to her.
And we were praying for her, me, my mom, her.
Mm-hmm.
We prayed on it. And that's the result that we got, is that they took the money so that she can have access to it.
Wow. Adrian, are you there?
Yeah.
I feel that that's what's going to happen this time, is that he's, you know, going to try to get his hands on it and leave her with nothing.
And that's interesting. One of the other words that came up was the Holy Spirit of Constantine. What do you get from that, Adrian?
Well, it's interesting because Constantine was an archetype.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of getting that he works on both levels.
Yeah.
Because he was neutral.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting he was like a protector.
Yeah.
And he's there to protect her from eternal hell.
Well, you remember in the movie Constantine, he used to do exorcism and pull, you know, demons out of different people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, kind of, yeah, there's a tie there.
Can I say something? Okay.
Go right ahead.
He had a reading one time, my sister did, by this woman. The woman was reading out of the Bible, and she told my sister everything that she had been going through. And she told her to burn some candles. She gave my sister the candles to burn, but my sister didn't do it. And so one day, we were at home, and she just started, like, acting really weird, knocking things off the wall and things like that. And so the next morning she got up, she kissed her kids on the forehead, and she ran across the field and ran in front of a truck, but it missed her. It swerved and missed her. Then she ran out in front of an 18-wheeler, it swerved and missed her. So the ambulance came, and I rode with her to the hospital. And I had to go take a test, and my mom told me she was almost at the hospital. I hadn't even been out the room, not even 2 or 3 minutes in. My mom called me and told me that she, when she saw me gone, she ran out of the hospital room at the hospital and ran in front of an 18-wheeler. But it was a man snatched her before it hit her. And so she was like, she don't know why she did it. So the doctors ran some tests, and my mom said when they ran to the room and the doctor was out of breath because of what he saw in the x-ray, and he told her that what was wrong with her, he couldn't do anything about it. That was way out of his league. But inside of her, he found a ball of yarn with a safety pin inside of it, and the safety pin was open. And he told her it was no way that she could have swallowed that. And so the next morning, the safety pin was gone.
Wow. Without getting that, that she's been cursed.
Yeah.
Yeah, him too.
He put a curse on her.
She was told that, the woman told her that it was from a woman. And we feel that it's our aunt that's on my dad's side. Because one time my sister, didn't nobody know she was getting ready to leave, and her boyfriend, she saw the woman, she saw my aunt, and my aunt was like, you know, said my sister's name and had the most evil look on her face, and it scared him so bad. And he called my sister, barely could speak, because he said he had never experienced anything like that before in his life. And my sister was like, there was no way that she should have known, she could have known that, because didn't nobody know anything.
Nathan, what are you getting from all of this?
And my aunt is more on the darker side, but I'm more of the light.
I'm getting that those are visions of a past life.
Of a past life?
Yeah. Like you're trying to gather information from past lives to uncover the truth of what's been happening.
I know that I had planned on getting a soul clearing performed on me. I was going to talk to her to see if she would like to get one also. But like I said, it's, you know, it's harder to convince someone that's not into those things. So I'm going to do everything I can to convince her, even if that means I pay for it. But I feel that, you know, in a way, I'm being blocked myself.
My guides are telling me that she shouldn't take that money, because what they're going to do is they're going to turn that around and try to... they're going to try to put her in jail.
That's probably why I got the Travis threw a cop out the window.
Yeah.
Why would they put her in jail?
Well, you got to remember that the Illuminati, what they want to do is they want to put everybody in the FEMA camps. And this is, you know, part of the plan. I'm getting that she made some kind of soul contract. And that's why she keeps getting these visions, you know, these dreams, you know, of demons.
Oh, she made a soul contract going to pay his life?
Yeah. And that's why she's been going through a lot of different hardships.
So what do you see about me? Do you see any...
Well, you're the one that is going to help her, because you get different visions from the light. And you're the only one that she'll listen to.
Like you uncover the truth.
Yeah, you uncover the truth.
This is like overwhelming. This whole, ever since, you know, everything came about with the money, it's like it's been really crazy. Really crazy.
The bad part about, you know, when people hear about money, they it's almost like they changed their whole personality.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a large sum of money.
Yeah, it's a large amount.
Yeah.
And like I said, the lawyer, they already paid him